My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and bipartisan star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirists. You can find them live at the Reagan Building in Washington every Friday and Saturday evening. And you can learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is Mock the Vote. Elena, were you among the 24 million people, a record audience for a primary debate, to tuned in Thursday night for the first of what I'm sure will be many debates this primary season?
Wow, those are like apprentice numbers. Those are Donald Trump numbers.
Well, imagine that.
Of course it was, but I, you know, for my job, I need to watch this. So I, were you surprised by anything?
I don't know if I was surprised. I think the questions were certainly maybe a little more aggressive than I thought, but I thought for the most part the candidates handled them well, with a couple of exceptions. There were a couple of fun dust-ups between the candidates. I thought there were some pretty good zingers in there. So overall, I think most people probably stuck it out. But from a comedy standpoint, what were you reacting to saying, oh, this is gold right here?
Well, I learned not to stand between Rand Paul and Chris Christie. I did learn that. You know, you don't get between the two of them.
Yes.
That was the only kind of dramatic moment. Of course, Trump was very entertaining because, of course, he says, we wouldn't be talking about immigration without me. I mean, I think we were talking about immigration for quite a while before Trump joined the race, right? So that kind of amused me. But I guess in his world, we weren't. Yes.
So when you're doing a show, now obviously you poke fun at pretty much all the candidates, although there's 17, so you can't probably fit it all into one show. But if you do a bit, and we had one, I think, last week on Donald Trump, and if it were to go viral, for example, would you be honored or offended if you got a tweet from Donald Trump that said you were a dummy or that you bombed? Because that's kind of usually the reaction to any sort of criticism.
A loser. Yeah. Well, we'd be in good company, that's for sure, wouldn't we? So I thought Jeb did reasonably well. I didn't know if he stood out at one way or the other. But we do have a Jeb song today, so yeah. I thought, you know, maybe we'd talk a little bit about his chances. And this is a song that's actually sung by his brother, kind of pushing the endorsements.
Here we go.
You know, I think about the past. Yeah, I've been having a lot of thought lately. Seemed like 20 years ago when George W. Bush was running for the president. And I've been doing a lot of I've been thinking about the past. Feels like forever ago that I was running for president and I won the Electoral College and then I became president. And then after that, I was running again. John Kerry was the challenger and I was the challenged. And we're gearing up for another election season. You know, who's going to be the president in 2016? And I think about the potential candidates, and there's one in particular that I hope runs. The race is long, with many a thing to learn that leads us to few first-rate candidates, but there's one strong enough to get the win. He is ready. He's my brother. It's all part of the Bush family philosophy: no child left behind. You know, all my life, I've been hearing, you know, George Jeb is much smarter than you. I'm 7 years older. That's the first time I heard it when I was 7 years old. Yeah, I remember one time I was hanging out with the Jeb Meister, and we were gluing baseball cards into an album, right? And he says, "Hey, George, you know, you really shouldn't eat so much paste. That could be dangerous." And I thought, wow, That is a really intelligent thing for a governor to say. I hope Jeb runs. He'll win if he does one thing. He could try avoiding blame and change his name. Versus Clinton race. Well, if we see a Bush versus Clinton race, I think Jeb's odds are better than 50-50. They'd be like 60-60. Jeb is ready. Just ask my mother.
Who knew the former president could sing that well? Very good there. Very good.
And he paints, too.
You know, it's interesting. I was watching it last night, and obviously Jeb is the one male in the family who can speak in complete sentences. But some of his gestures are pretty reminiscent of W. Kind of his face when he gets a little bit animated, and some of his gestures with his hands. You do kind of see those come through. I'd never really noticed that before.
Well, we're working on the impression already at the Capitol steps. So. And just to be fair today, we also have a Hillary song.
So yes.
We're fair and balanced like Fox. It's a little bit about the, you know, there's been rumblings about Joe Biden getting into the race.
Exactly. So I'm guessing she's trying to head that off.
We predicted this moment, yes.
Of course you did. You're always ahead of the curve. Here we go.
And here she is now, my wife, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
The polls look great for 2016, not a rival to be seen. I'm getting the nomination. I'll be president and queen. Oh no, Joe Biden here to spoil all my fun. Can I keep him out? Is he going to run?
I'm getting in, you're going to see. I have wowed the country as VP, with real experience to show, and walking bold.
Get out, Joe! Get out, Joe! Just back away, please be nice. Get out, Joe! Get out, Joe! Or I'll freeze you like a block of ice.
I don't care. I'm going to stay, though my chances aren't great.
Give you a great job if you'll just leave me alone. You could be a secretary
of state,
the kind that answers phones.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no believing me, I'm free. Let it go. Secret plan.
With Bill as my first lady, I will win.
Elena.
Wouldn't that be worth it just to have Bill as first lady? Come on, really.
Oh, man. You know, there's an interesting symmetry here. This is probably going to expose my political nerdiness here. But if it's a Jeb versus Biden general election, which is unlikely probably, but it could happen, either we'll get another Bush or we'll have a two-term vice president elected president for the first time since George H.W. Bush.
Oh, George H.W. Bush, right. Right. Okay. So that is interesting.
Mind
okay.
blown. I'm sure you'll be telling all your friends that this weekend.
I'm glad I was sitting down for that. I was. I thought you were going to reach really far back, but I thought you were going to go back to, like, you know, Andrew Jackson or something.
Nah, just trying to bring a little symmetry involved here. Okay. So anything else? You know, you were talking about getting Jeb's character ready for the show. He's actually dropped 40 pounds, I read this week, looking more svelte than he had been. But
really?
Pretty much for him, you just need a pair of glasses, right? I mean, if you go with Trump or some of these other people, you're going to need a little more work in the wardrobe department.
Right. We had to get the Rick Perry glasses. We got those, and now he's not even making the second debate. But maybe, you know, maybe he'll come back. Gosh, we got Ben Carson and Huckabee, and we had a Marco Rubio song. We retired, and now we got to bring it back because he was looking good last night. So yeah, we're just constantly, as you know, we're constantly trying to see how these polls are going.
It's not easy, I'm sure. And again, 17 candidates. You guys are definitely earning your pay. Not that you didn't before, but
I'm off to see what rhymes with Fiorino soon, right?
Yeah, she really came through as kind of the breakthrough star of the.
Of the first one. What do you call it, the cocktail hour debate?
There's the happy hour, there's the undercard, there's the kiddie table debate, which is probably the most insulting, but whatever you want to call it, most people were talking about her afterwards, yeah.
Right. All right, well, I'll have to look for the wig online.
Sounds good. Elena, have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You bet. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about them online, capitalsteps.com, and buy their brand new CD, Mock the Vote. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.